we're of course disappointed. You know, it always hurts to come out here. You know, come a long way to lose, but you know, it's early in the season. You know, this doesn't have anything to do with Big 12 standings or our goal towards the North. We're just gonna come out Sunday, go back to the drawing board. And, obviously we're not where we thought we were, so we come out Sunday, get to work. That's all we can do right now. Just try to stay positive. Come out Sunday. It's a new week. Get ready for Sam Houston State.
What did you think you were coming in?
Well, we figured, we didn't really have no thought about ourselves. We were 2-0. We weren't riding on that. We figured we're a pretty good team. We're still gonna be a pretty good team. That we feel, we just gotta sew some things up. We just gotta finish. That's the main thing. We got up. We just didn't finish the game, and that's what we've been here. That's what we were last year. We finished games when we were up, so that's what we're going back to the drawing board. Work on finishing the games.
You think people nationally are going to look at this and say, they finally played a team in the non-conference from a big conference, and then they couldn't pull it out?
It doesn't even really matter to us. If they do, they do. South Florida's a good football team. Obviously they're not ranked for no reason either. So, if people want to say that, and people can say that, that has nothing to do with what we're going to do as a team. We're going to come out every week. It's all about the guys in the locker room. South Florida has nothing to do, or nobody in the nation, no commentators have nothing to do with our football team. It's all about us and our coaches.
It just must be frustrating for you as an offensive guy to put up as many yards and points as you guys did tonight and not win. How does that feel? You
got to
feel like you played well enough offensively.
We played well at times. We still didn't finish on offense either. We had penalties. That's uncharacteristic of us. We got to be better than that. Some drives. Gave up a sack or whatever. They had some quarterback pressure. We still got work to do on offense too. We put up some points, but hey, They're a good football team, too. They put up just as many as we did, and they kicked the game winning field goal. So we came up a little short, so obviously we didn't score enough points.
What was going on there in the third quarter? It seemed like they were on the field pretty much all quarter, and you guys would get it and go 3-and-out. It was like the only stretch of the game where it was that way. What could you tell?
I don't know. They were out there. They were driving. They pretty much got in rhythm. We sat on the sideline for a while, and as an offense, we've got to find a way, when we do get out there, to come out, get something going for ourselves, even though we've been on the sideline for a while, we got to find a way to come out, and just execute, and we didn't do that tonight.
After you guys tied the game and then you got the ball back with like 2 minutes left, did you think you guys were going to win?
I was out there doing all I could, blocking, just trying to protect Ty, trying to get it going, you gotta go out and say, okay, let's go win this thing. But unfortunately, we threw a pick. It just didn't turn out for us tonight.
That's exactly what you want though, isn't it, Todd, in that situation?
Oh yeah. Everybody in the locker room, we all trust Todd, This is that's uncharacteristic of Todd. I'll go to war with Todd any day, I'll never say, we're gonna go out here and hopefully Todd doesn't throw a pick. No. I put my full trust in Ty. He led us to the Orange Bowl last year, so why shouldn't we believe in trusting him now?